Well, Paul, happy birthday. That looked like real hard work out there today in the heat and on a difficult wicket as well.
Yeah, it was at times. It was one of those wickets that, you know, it felt really slow at times, and then you would get a couple away in the middle of the bat and seem to calm down, and then you go through another phase. You never really get a rhythm on that wicket, but, you know, we'll only be able to tell whether that's a good score on the wicket until we bowl on it tomorrow. You know, we're pretty happy with that score, but it could have been a little bit better. But, you know, we're delighted to get a decent total on the board, and, you know, I'm delighted to have contributed today and scored that 100.
It was chaos at the end, because when you were out, I think you lost 4 wickets for 7 balls without adding another run. You were obviously trying to push the score towards that fourth batting point. I couldn't see that end to the day coming. It looked like you and Stuart Poynter would just see yourselves nicely home.
Yeah, it was a disappointing end of the day. You know, the Glamorgan boys looked pretty tired out there. I wanted to be quite aggressive against them, see if we can score some late runs there. But, you know, to have lost those wickets in the end, it was disappointing. But, you know, as I said, we'll only know what kind of score that is when we come to bowl on it tomorrow.
I remember you getting a century on your birthday at Worcester 2 years ago. That ended up being 127 as well.
Did it? Well, you know more stats than me, but yeah, maybe I should have a birthday every day. And look, my mum and dad were down here today as well, and it's you know, it still feels the same every time you make 100. It still feels exactly the same. It's nervous 90s. It's pure,
wasn't it today?
Yeah, nervous 90s and pure relief when you get over the line and get that 100. And it always feels the same. You always want to contribute, and thankfully today I'd done that, and you know, it was my day today.
41 years old, I think there's you, Marcus Truscothick and Darren Stevens doing that now, and you've all got a century this week as well.
Yeah, it's amazing if you keep yourself fit and and still have the motivation to play the game. You know, experience is an amazing thing. You might not have certainly from my case, I think Darren Stevens and Marcus Truscothick have got a bit more talent than I do, but certainly in my case, you know, if you've got the experience, you know what the bowlers are trying, you know the areas that you can accumulate runs, all that kind of stuff, you know, it's invaluable, and that's what I draw upon. Sometimes it might not look pretty out in the middle, it never has pretty much all the way through my career, but you know, as long as you score the runs and get the job done, that's the main thing.
And finally, do you think you probably left about maybe 30, 40 runs out there today as a team?
I think so, yeah, if we're entirely honest. You know, even myself getting out there, you know, we could have got a few more runs and put them under pressure tomorrow, but we haven't. And we'll just have to make sure that we make up for that when we get in the field tomorrow. And, you know, the energies from the boys at Sussex last week were fantastic. We'll have to bring the same kind of energy, and we'll have to bring some good skill to the bowling on that wicket.
A quiet pint tonight to celebrate your birthday.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I've it's been a good day personally, and you know, I'm going to have a pint and enjoy the sunshine.